Let's head to the Valley, where we are focusing on the 104th District. State Representative Kara Rochelle joins us. She is in her third term right now as state rep serving for Ansonia and Derby. And Kara, welcome back to the show. Let's talk about, in your opinion, what are some of the highlights in the time you've been in office? What would you say are the biggest takeaways or biggest wins you've brought since becoming the state rep?
Good morning, Melissa. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. And thanks for pulling over. I know you're stuck in a bunch of traffic and fog and everything. So thanks for readjusting. You're not the only one stuck in that.
Yeah, the fog is pretty intense. It's beautiful, but everyone's driving slow, and that's a good thing. So some accomplishments. I'm really proud of my time in office because I've really delivered record high funding in a lot of different areas for my district. You know, I had a vision coming in about what I wanted to do to really spur long-term, meaningful economic development for the area. And so, you know, everything from $23.44 million so far for cleaning up the brownfields and getting economic redevelopment going on the north end. We have a bunch of old factories over there, about 100 acres worth. And you know, when I got the first $500,000 in July of 2020, the governor came in and said, you know, that I don't let go. And that's why he was there. And it's true. You know, he calls me part of the Feisty Four, which I take as a badge of honor, because I really do push everybody in a positive way to do more, be more. I've gotten the $23.44 million for the Ansonia Brass, SHW and Farrell sites, $18 million for the Route 34 widening in downtown Derby, which is almost done and really sets the table for redevelopment on the south side of Main Street, $22 million for new train stations in Ansonia and Derby. Those are in design and will go out to bid and have groundbreak early next year. Those are going to be raised platforms, completely modernized, even have heat in the ramps so that way they don't ice up. We had $63 million in new rail car purchases. So those are on order and will be on the tracks soon. And that's really going to, you know, help with redevelopment. You know, the more we have a modern rail system, it really does attract developers, which we're seeing with the two new apartment buildings that were built in Derby. So that's just a little bit. You know, I wrote the Job CT program, which is a program that incentivizes job creation in the state of Connecticut and also doubles the incentives for businesses like the ones in Ansonia and Derby and helps to bring in business. I was just talking with a large empty space owner, commercial space owner yesterday, and he was very excited, and I'm going to be potentially being brought in to talk to some of his potential folks moving in to discuss with them how it is more cost effective to move to Ansonia than, say, a Shelton.
So, Representative Kara Rochelle, a lot to take in there, certainly infrastructure, housing. I know, you know, a lot of dollar amounts coming in. We did have your opponent on a couple of things that he had mentioned. One of the first, you know, going back to educational funding, he specifically brought up the fact that he feels education budget, it's less than what it should be. Do you agree?
You know, here's the thing. I brought in $19.7 million in new education money. So you know, that is money that did not exist when I walked in the door three terms ago. And three terms have brought in $19.7 million in new money. We actually not only stopped, the governor wanted to pause education funding increases at one point. We not only reversed that and increased the funding, but we also got an extra $150 million last year and accelerated the funding. I have been very clear. I have a master's in adolescent education. I did a program as an undergrad. And I've been very clear from the get-go that until we are at 100%, I'm not satisfied. And we're at about 98% right now. We're going to be at 100% next year. I also want to adjust the special education reimbursement formula. And in addition to the $19.7 million new school money that I brought in, increasing services a great deal in Ansonia and Derby, I also fought very hard. The town failed to put together a teen program, and we had young people getting arrested. We had some really horrific crime cases that went on with teenagers, which is a failure of the adults. And I refuse to accept lackadaisical governing. And so I fought really hard on the state level and got the money that normally towns put up for a teen program. And now we have a teen program funded by the state. It's $100,000 a year. It's open to both Ansonia and Derby teenagers. And there's already 200 kids in this program in the first year. And that's 200 kids that I always say you can make good choices when you have good options. and these kids have a good option. They're making that choice, and they're getting some really strong programming to help them spend their time well and prepare them for being young adults.
And, you know, only because you just brought this up, kind of hinting at juvenile crime, Representative Rochelle, what do you think needs to change to make this, to be able to combat this better? I can't say specifically what we've seen maybe in Ansonia and Derby, but we know across Connecticut, juvenile crime is on the rise. It's a real problem. It's making the average Connecticut resident very uncomfortable. What do you feel like needs to be done to address this beyond what you're saying?
So, you know, I think it's an all of the above approach. You know, we have increased funding for police task forces and additional equipment and resources for the police to catch folks who are committing crimes. We also have tightened up the rules and provided more staff in the judicial system so that police can do judicial holds if they need to at any hour of the day. We've expanded the circumstances where ankle bracelets can be used. And we've also beefed up funding for youth mental health, for schools, for intensive inpatient and outpatient programs for young people who are getting in trouble. I think that it's a mistake to say we should just be doing one thing, that we need to be looking at all facets of this. And we are aggressively pursuing that.
We are chatting with Representative Kara Rochelle, who is in her third term right now as state rep serving Ansonia and Derby's 104th district. And so ahead of the general election, we want to focus on this. It's one of the biggest races I think a lot of people have their eyes on, especially in the Valley. So thank you for being here, Representative Rochelle.
Absolutely.
You know, a couple more things I wanted to talk about, you know, something, you know, not to go back and forth tit for tat or anything like that, but a couple things that were brought to my attention by your opponent earlier this hour. He had mentioned regionalizing Ansonia and Derby. He has a big focus on lowering the taxes. And he specifically mentioned that this was something you had spoken out about. I don't know the truth to that or anything, but talk a little bit about regionalizing Ansonia and Derby. I know this has been controversial for quite some time.
You know, it's interesting, right? So I've actually passed a law on the state level. I passed a law to encourage regionalizing. Typically, the reimbursement rate for towns, it's set by a formula, and then they get a 10% bonus if they regionalize, and it takes the average of the two towns' rates set by the formula and then adds that 10% bonus. I actually, for Ansonia and Derby, fought and passed a law that said we're going to take the higher of the two towns' rates and then give a 20% bonus. And so that meant that I secured a 97.5% reimbursement rate by the state if the schools regionalized. I think part of the reason, you know, I don't want to speak for the towns, but I think part of the reason that the regionalization for the schools didn't happen is because I know that, I had heard at least that Ansonia was kind of pressuring Derby to close Irving School in Derby, and the parents and the people in that neighborhood were very upset about that. And also, Mayor Cassetti was actually sued by the Board of Education in Ansonia and the teachers union back in 2018 for unlawfully withholding state sent school money. There was a lawsuit. It went on for a whole year. There were 17 teachers and seven additional support staff, 24 school staffers in total that were laid off due to Mr. Cassetti's actions. And it really, you know, the schools suffered because of that. The kids had 30 kids in K-8. It was a mess. The parents were protesting. And, you know, Derby felt after that they wanted to make sure that if there was a regional school board, that they had, they were always going to be in the minority because they're a smaller town. They wanted to have one, to say to Ansonia that as part of the regionalization plan, that they must have any proposal that was going to be approved must have at least one Derby vote. And apparently that was a sticking point. Ansonia didn't want to do that. They wanted to always have the majority. And so that's one example. But it's really a little odd to me when Mr. Cassetti says that, because you had him on the radio, I believe, and he actually had tried to bully Derby on another issue that wasn't in Derby's best interest. And he threatened to withdraw the salt and gas sharing, the regional services, and then he did. So he actually deregionalized shared services with Derby as a bully tactic because
what was that for?
That was the salt and the gas sharing for there's a gas pump for city vehicles, and the salt for snow time. for when
a couple years ago. I don't remember when that was, but yes, I do remember that. So what came of that? Was it deregionalized? I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah. He deregionalized. Derby is now working with Shelton on those things.
I do know, Representative Rochelle, that he brought up, for example, I do remember the senior center situation, and I really didn't understand why not bring those two entities together, because that was something that didn't make, you know, at least at the surface, did not make sense to me. And I remember there was a lot of pushback specifically from the Derby board in having the two merge and to save, you know, on money with that. I do remember that. And Ansonia did foot the bill entirely.
You know, I don't want to speak for Derby. You know, it wouldn't be my place. I'm not a local Derby official. But I hear some of the concerns that were had. One was that when that project was built, it ran $3 million over budget. The Ansonia management of that project ran $3 million over budget, roughly. They actually had to take out an extra bond on that and take on more debt. And so I know that was a concern of Derby is footing the bill, on that, you know, mismanaged or over budgeted project, or under budget as it were. And, you know, I can't speak, you know, to all of the reasons that the Derby alders felt that way. You know, I do know that it's possible for the folks of Derby to just pay a normal annual visiting fee, which is, I think, you know, I don't hold me to it, but I think it's like $15 a year or something along those lines. And the other thing is that, you know, I kind of had tried to listen in, but I was driving and trying to be careful. I think he had said something. I don't know exactly what he was saying about a letter I sent. The city had actually lied on an application to the state. And it is my policy to always make sure that we are honest players with the state of Connecticut and building that credibility. And so, you know, if that's what he was referencing, you know, it's unfortunate because I'm a bit of a you know, if you want to get good work done, if you want to bring in the type of money I'm bringing in, you have to make sure that your colleagues in the state level can trust you to always be honest and accurate and thorough with your data.
I believe, if I can remember, I haven't listened back to the audio because it just happened, but I believe he was saying in a letter that you sent urging that they don't allow Derby and Ansonia to regionalize.
No. What I did was clarify that the application was inaccurate and it said that Derby had already approved regionalization. If I remember correctly, this was a few years ago, but I've never waited and said, no, I don't want to support regionalization. That's silly. What I am going to do is I'm going to be honest with the state, because that's important if you want to get major funds. It's why I've been so successful and why a couple of the city's requests have fallen flat, because they were not honest. And it's important if you want to get funds, to make sure that your colleagues can trust you, that what you say is truth.
Representative Rochelle, unfortunately, we have run out of time. Is there a website if people want more information about you and your campaign?
Yeah. So my website is careforct.com. You know, I have up there a lot of information, and I've brought back, you know, well over $200 million in funding for the community. And there's more information on that on my website. You know, I work really hard and I love what I do, and I take it really seriously. And you need to have a serious person fighting for you.
Representative Rochelle, we always appreciate your time on WICC. Thank you so much. Drive safely out there.